Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Hey, today is Saturday the 14th, and we are tuned into the Tony Burns Gospel Show. You are tuned into the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Hey, it's just a hangout Saturday today. We're just going to have a little music, have little segments in here just to entertain you guys, or just for you to listen to. Hey, I just thank you right now for listening to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. I'm all about fun and family. Hey, and it's all good, all right? Stay tuned and keep it right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
You have to have authority, and you have to show that you're not weak. So you are going to flip you from being a senator to being at home with his life, living a normal day. He can go to the store and buy with him. He can't do none of that no more. Mm-hmm. For the rest of his life, he can't.
So how you think the Antichrist going to come about?
Well, I don't know how it's going to come about, but I know he's supposed to do certain things to get you to believe in him. And certain things start happening, like putting stuff in your skin and stuff like that. They said that when we were back in school.
They're doing that already.
They started in dogs and cats first. You know how to keep track of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they do something in prison now. And I was like, I remember when we was in school. I said, nobody put nothing under my skin. And they were saying that that's the only way you're going to be able to buy stuff. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't have it under your yeah. under your skin.
Buy, sell, or trade.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, it's going to be hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how the end times, man. I tell you something. Man. I don't want to be here. The end times spirit.
It ain't got worse yet.
No, I ain't touched the tip.
Mm-hmm. That's what I keep telling people. It ain't even got bad yet. Just wait. Somebody need to do something about that superintendent over there at the Fort Worth ISD. He lost his mind. You know why? Because when they show him on TV, he got the gay spirit all on him.
Oh, Lord.
I say, well, I looked at TV. I say, well, no one he want to pass that because he got to get... Why not just make them a bathroom?
Yeah, a third bathroom.
That's what they need to do.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Make them a third bathroom. Because that's going to have me where I ain't never going to no public restroom.
I don't want nobody peeking at me on the side of their eyes, looking at the corner of their eyes at me.
A woman in the stall, she's looking at your pen. They go both ways.
I don't want no man, girl, no female looking at me.
Don't dare to sit down. Keep it right in line on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
Good morning. I had a good night's sleep and did my favorite day. Good.
3:2-6, and it reads, "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food," after hearing God said, don't touch it, "she saw it was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave also unto the husband with her, and he did eat." You may be seated. And the title of this message is, You Can't Put the Fruit Before the Father. Hashtag, mama's baby, but daddy's maybe. Woo! I say, God, I don't want to preach this. But God is trying to do something here, amen? Everything that has life goes through the process of conception. It's the period that mothers receive a connection with her children. She cares for her children in the stages of pregnancy, even before the children get here. She feeds them. When she eats, she feeds them. She rubs them. Amen. Even in the belly, she rubs them. And taking care, talking to the children in the belly. And all this forms a bond. Amen. A bond that is hard to break. In this process, it makes you overprotective and driven to take care of your children by any means necessary. And us, by being human, the human creatures create habits. A habit is a routine thing, a behavior that repeats regularly and tends to occur over and over and over and over. A habit. It's easy to get caught up into something and making it our God. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying today, though I have blessed you, you can't put the fruit before the fire. Woo, my God. You can't put the fruit before the Father. And I can go as deep as saying that fruit is the blessings from God. He blessed you with a job. The blessings of God. He blessed you with a home. The blessings of God. He blessed you with children. But you can't put the fruit before the Father. Amen. Is it possible that we make our children by getting caught up in them? Come on, Sam, man. Is it possible that we make them our God?
Yeah, come on. Say it. Say it. Say it.
many times did you go get 2 and 3 jobs to take care of the church? How many times did you create a hustle to take care of the ministry or the man of God or the woman of God? How many times did you do that? How many times, if you think back to things that you went out your way to do for the children, how many times did you do that for God? Is it possible we put the fruit before the Father? Ooh, I feel the anointing already. Is it possible that we put that thing, hallelujah, if it's that car, if it's that job, is it possible that we put it before the Father?
Don't dare to sit down. Keep it right in line on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to go. Thank you for listening to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Until we meet again, hey, peace out, God bless you, and may you have a good week, and may God continue to rain on you. Amen. I'm out.